What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today. It's time to get out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our guest, former Washington corner Fred Smoot. Smoot, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Chilling, brother. What the hell are the Steelers doing, man?
hey, B. Mitch, I think they throwing they ring in the hat right now. I think getting Jalen Ramsey, I wouldn't have not wanted to give up Micah Fitzpatrick. But then you get Jonnu Smith. They got three tight ends in their room. I think the Steelers are saying, you know, if this Aaron Rodgers last year, we're going to try to win this thing.
I mean, they might try to win, but they're not going to win the AFC.
No, we understand that because we understand that Aaron Rodgers, you know, as good as he is as a player, I think he's always lacked that leadership skills. And if you don't bring that to the table, especially as a quarterback, I don't think you really got a chance. He's always been kind of nonchalant, and people let him do that. And now Pittsburgh is going to try to see if he's got one more round in it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm curious for you, Smoot. We're in the part of the offseason now where you're between minicamp, before training camp. When you were in the league, what were you doing at this time of the year?
Do you really want to know?
All this legal stuff, dog.
You know, at this time, man, first of all, you're trying to stay in shape so you don't have to get back in shape. But you're also trying to get those last couple of days of whatever freedom that you have. Me, myself, I love the Essence Festival, so it would take me to New Orleans. I would go down for a couple of days after the Essence Festival. Then it's all football for me. So it's in the between time. So count down. B. Mitch know what I mean. When you count down those last 30-some days, you're trying to get there, but you're trying to make sure you're still in shape.
Yeah, but, like, they explain, like, make sure people understand this, Fred. You know, like, when they say, oh, man, they got the summer break. It's not a summer break for the players. The coaches get to damn take a break. But the players, like you said, you can't get out of shape, so you're still working out.
Yeah, you're still working out. You're still what you're trying to do is stay around other guys that's playing football. So if you want to meet everybody, want to meet in Florida for a week or so, we'll meet in Florida for a week or so. We'll you know, do some one-on-ones, do some sell-mo-sells, do some stuff to just keep going when it comes to the game of football. It's year-round. We don't have a break. We never have a break. And I think people think that when they see us not doing anything, and I see now why these guys love to put out their workout, you know, films and show people that they're getting the job done. But at the end of the day, it's all about you as a pro. Stand in shape, stand ready so you don't have to get ready.
All right, Fred, you and I both be around the team a lot, and they go through all kind of stuff, and the average fan don't know what these players go through. When you look at this team this year, what are you expecting and what do you think needs to happen for them to keep the momentum from last year?
B. Mitch, I think we got better in every room, and I think that's what they want to do. I think everybody looked at the team last year and say they overachieved. they went got bigger. You know, when we lost that game, the NFC Championship, we got kind of pushed around. So they said, you know what, we're going to go get bigger. So what we did was go get a Javon Kinlaw at 330. What we did was go get Laramie Tunsil at 320. What we did was push Coleman inside. So every room, including the defensive back room, including the offensive line, including the wide receiver room, we got bigger, stronger, faster in every room. That gives us a chance to go out there and win. Like, we take care of our number one asset. Our number one asset right now is Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. You take care of Jaden Daniels, you need to go get a Laramie Tunsil that gives you the ability to move Coleman to the inside, and now we get to move people. Now the run game, we can stay on ahead of schedule instead of letting our quarterback have to be our lead rusher because we're trying to manufacture rush yards. Now we can get it to the running backs and let the offensive line and post a wheel to them. Think about this, B. Mitch. The last time this team was great and we won championships, we had the Hogs. Like, we had Charles Mann and Dexter Manley on the defensive side. We ran and dominated you in the trenches. We are set up right now to win trench warfare. And, you know, I told you this, B. Mitch. I get so tired of everybody saying, we need an edge, we need an edge. I think the best defensive linemen dominate the game from the interior. Chris Jones at Kansas yep. City, Aaron Donald, they dominate from the interior, and that's what we want to dominate.
Fred, what do you make of the cornerback room, and how much do you think, and when you look at Marshawn Lattimore, he had comments at minicamp basically saying, hey, I played injured last year, I was trying to get out there and prove for my new team. What do you expect out of him this year, and what do you make of the rookie with the little bit you've seen of him?
I expect him to be good this year. He's right. He came here trying to fit in with an injury, probably played too early. Nobody gave him the benefit of the doubt. I expect Lattimore to be at the top of his game because now he's playing for something deeper than when he was playing with the Saints. He was playing for survival down there. Now he's playing for playoff. Then you bring a Trey Amos in that room. Then Mikey Sanders still showed us I could be one of the best corners in the league if y'all give me a chance to. Will Harris, what he can do from the free safety, strong safety, and playing nickel and playing big nickel, that changes the defense. So it's going to be fine. Will Harris, fine where he's at, and we could probably get a tail on the defense. I think what they did in that defense was a back room and said, we're going to take you from a liability to one of the strengths of the team. And I'm telling people right now, and I hear a lot of people down on Marshawn Lattimore, and I've been that cornerback. They love us on Monday, they hate us on Tuesday, and like us on Wednesday. That's just the way that it goes when you play this cornerback position. But Marshawn Lattimore has the talent, and if he's healthy, to be one of the best cornerbacks in this league, all I tell people is calm down on how you're looking at him because of last year, he was hurt. It was an incomplete season. I'm not judging him on that.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see that he was hurt last year. And for any player, you go to a new team and you start hearing the noise, you try to go out there and do it. And when you try, when you're not healthy, you're going to look bad no matter what.
Yep, you're going to look bad because you're trying too hard and you're just not ready. Like, at the end of the day, we always tell players we want you to play injured, but when they do and they don't play to the level that they used to, we kind of, like, berate them before that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you can't have it both ways. Like, either you know that the guy's injured and he's still out there, and in a 50% Marshawn Lattimore is better than 100% St. Juice. Like, I think you got to be equal on that. But as a cornerback, we don't get equal, and we're fine with that. That's the life that we live, and we choose to live this life of an assassin.
Talking with Fred Smoot here on BMH and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP today. Mikey Sanders still was one of my favorite players to watch last season, to see him grow as the season went on and to see what he did in the Detroit game with a couple of picks and specifically that one on Jameson Williams running that post route, kind of running the route for him. What do you think he's going to look like in his second year? And do you think if they're able to shift him back inside, we could see him even more impactful from what he can do in the run game and maybe as a nickel blitz as well?
Well, I think Mikey, like Michael Jordan said, the roof is the ceiling with this kid. And you're right, he is going to get a chance to play more inside than he did outside. But, you know, when you get a second year in a defense as a cornerback, you play a lot faster. So I expect not only Michael Sanders to play a lot faster, but everybody else, because now they know what Coach Wick wants to do. And now that Coach Wick got the defensive lineman that he wants, now that he got the defensive backs that he wants, now he gets to freely call the play, the defenses that he wants to call. And the one thing about Michael Sanders, he's more mental than anything. And I think you have to be be there as a defensive back. Like, you got to beat guys with your film study. You got to beat quarterbacks with understanding route patterns, route combinations, and he understands it all. And everything is going to slow down for him now. And that's very scary for other teams because he played well as a rookie. If everything slows down like I anticipated to slow down for him, he's going to take everything to the next level. And you're right. With us having the ability now to move him inside and him to go make plays, I wouldn't be shocked if he had a Sean Springs type year. I remember Sean literally had like 5-6 interceptions and 6 sacks when we was playing 1 year. And I think Mikey Samuels still could get that type of, generate that type of stats if we play him in the right position.
You're Sean Springs. You talking about the D tackle? No, I'm joking. Hey, so what position you think needs to play the best this year, whether offense or defense, to, you know, get things really, really on the right track?
B-Mitch, I'm going to have to say
other than the quarterback. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to say the offensive line because I think the offensive line has the ability to do what the Philadelphia offensive line did for them last year, and they could be the anchor of the team. And if the anchor of the team is that offensive line, that means they can actually be defensively. Like, if we're playing a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes and you want to beat him, the best way to beat Patrick Mahomes is to make sure he watches more of the game than he plays in the game. And the offensive line could do that through the running game. 4 yards in a cloud of dust, like, every time. They could dictate the pace of how many times a quarterback gets a chance to beat you. So I'm going to say Laramie Tunsil and that offensive line, if we can get them to play at a top tier ability, it allows not only Jaden Daniels to dictate games, it allows them to play defensive football by playing offensive football with the run game. Baltimore has did that a lot with Lamar Jackson, where they keep running ball at you and your quarterback never gets a chance to get on the field to beat him.
How much do you think that improves the run game? Just simply the offensive line, because they didn't necessarily do a lot at the running back position. I think a lot of people wanted a new running back. But Brian Robinson returning, hopefully fully healthy. Austin Ekeler as well. They drafted Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt. But how much is the offensive line improving just simply enough to improve that run game?
Yeah, they're going to be the reason that the run game gets improved. And Merritt, I looked at this kid. He's built. He's stacked. He's fast. And I think because we didn't get to see him play his senior year, people are not really familiar with him excited about him. But think about this. If you're not getting touched, we watched Saquon Barkley not get touched. He was 5-6 yards down the field. If you're doing that as a running back, like, it don't matter who's running the ball. Like, we got a room packed full of guys that have the ability to do it. Who makes the running back look good is them big uglies up front. They push people around, and it don't matter who's running the ball. Like, it will make anybody that much better. If they're, like, not getting touched 3-5 yards down the line, it changes everything. So I would say this. I'm excited about that running back room because it's a couple of guys that nobody likes to talk about, but I think the offensive line can make them look a lot better than people are thinking they could be.
I think last year when we look at it, when the running game took a hit, a lot of the offensive linemen were injured. But the person that took all the blame was Brian Robinson. Offensive line comes back healthy this year and they're better. I think that makes the offense better. No running back, I think, other than Barry Sanders, can go out there and do it without having a great offensive line. He did have his center. It was good. Glover, my man from University of Maryland. But he didn't have much else, and Barrett was good. Your offensive line has to be able to move people for you to have a great running game.
First of all, they need to be a moving company. They need to move people. They need to do it, and they need to do it over and over and over again. Like, it doesn't matter the name on back of the jersey or the ball carrier. It's all about those offensive linemen. I've watched this happen year in and year out, and you're right. Besides Barry Sanders, nobody has had the ability to run the ball consistently without an offensive line. And people don't understand this. Like, the great teams, the good teams, continually make the unsexy picks in the draft. Like, Kansas City continues to pick offensive linemen. Like, the great teams, the Philadelphia, they continue to pick offense and defensive linemen. They tell me that now we're starting to get it. Because once you got a quarterback, that means you can dictate turns. But I cannot dictate turns if I cannot control the line of scrimmage. And sometimes controlling the line of scrimmage to me is from the interior to the outside. Everybody wants to make it. Think of about this. Everybody would say T.J. Watt. He's one of the best edge rushers. No rings. Everybody want to say Micah Parsons, best edge rusher. No rings. I can go keep going down the line with edge rushers. No rings. Miles Garrett, edge rusher. No rings. But if you got a legit interior, and I'm talking about offensively and defensively, I think you got a chance to win the Super Bowl in this time of the year.
Mm. When you look at Jalen Lane and his – so basically for me, the first-round pick always gets me fired up, but then I usually find a day two or a day three guy that I just absolutely fall in love with and gets me so excited for the season. Last year it was Sanders Still. This year it's Jalen Lane. I work with the Hokies this season, getting to watch him throughout the season, and then him being added into this offense. I know you like college scouting as well. What do you make of his game, and then how do you think he fits with what Cliff Kingsbury wants
to do? Secret weapon.
I think he's a faster version of Deebo Samuels, and he had terrible quarterbacking at Virginia Tech. Whoa, what happened to Virginia Tech when it comes to football? This shows that the scouting department really was doing their job because they found a receiver that didn't have a quarterback that has all the skill sets that you want, mm-hmm. and he's a fearless a punt returner. Like, it's between being a punt returner. See, B. Mitch was a fearless punt returner. I'm going to catch it in the crowd, and I'm going downhill right now. This is what Jalen Lane does. But you're excited about Jalen Lane. I'm excited about Cade McDermott. I'm excited about this linebacker from UCLA that used to play wide receiver that runs a 4.440. I think he's a guy that you could bring in to not only play linebacker, he could probably play big nickel for you. But you're right. I think we got one in Jalen Lane, and I think he's only going to get better. He has the body type. He has the speed. And he has untapped ability because we did not see his true ability at Virginia Tech because of the quarterback situation. Right there. So I'm always excited about a guy that did not peak in college. And most of our guys that we drafted, none of them peaked in college.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think when you look at what they've done over the last couple of years with these draft classes, I think they've brought in guys that want to continue to improve. And I think this offseason, they definitely improved this football team. How much do you think they've closed the gap with a team like Philadelphia? Obviously, we really feel good about Jaden Daniels against just about anybody, but improving the rest of the roster, it feels like going into any game against any opponent with Jaden as your quarterback, you feel confident, especially with the moves they made this offseason to improve the rest of the group around him.
Oh, no, I feel like they made the moves that we need to make, the unsexy move. We got bigger in the trenches. We got bigger on the offensive line. We got bigger on the defensive line. We brought in some vets like Jonathan Jones, who's been there, done that, Super Bowl. Two times he's been to the Super Bowl. We brought in guys that make the roster well-rounded. Like I said, at the end of the day, the team that dominates the trenches is the team that wins. Don't forget that Philadelphia lost, I think, six players off of their defense, including Big Clay Slade. A lot of their trenches when it comes to sweating, a lot of those guys. So they're looking to replace some guys also. So we're not the only team that gained and lost at the same time. So I think right now we're right on schedule with them because if you go back to the NSA championship, we didn't lose because of Jaden Daniels. Right? We lost because we turned the ball over. We kept turning the ball over. Mm-hmm. So the thing is the gap closed? Yes, the gap is closed. Right? And now the question is, can we make those one, two, or three plays when they need to be made? Can we make those plays? I think we can. And bringing in a guy like Deebo Samuels takes a lot off of Terry's plate. Now they can't double Terry all the time. And think about this. If I bring in Austin Ekeler, Deebo Samuels, Terry McLaurin, I can bring in Lane and somebody else. You don't know where these guys are going to be. When I start to motion these guys, you don't know. And I'm going to undress you on defense right now because it's going to be fine, number one. Where is Deebo Samuels? Is he a tailback? Is he an H-back? Is he a slot? Well, where is he at? And when you do that and you play man-to-man, it's going to undress you. And if you get undressed that quickly, Jaden Daniels will kill you.
Mm-hmm. Fred, appreciate the time, man. What do you got planned for the 4th of July?
I told you, I'm going to the Essence Festival. I'm going to New Orleans to bring it in, to enjoy myself. New Orleans, I can't say this, the best food in America. Some of the second best music compared to Mississippi when it comes to the blues. Nothing beats New Orleans. It's one of those places, man, that's unforgettable, and I cannot wait to get there.
Man, stop lying about it. Ain't no music in no Mississippi.
Elvis Presley, all the greats come from Mississippi.
Y'all stole our music and try to call it y'all. That's all it is.
Oh, B. Mitch, stop that.
You know y'all stole all our stuff, man.
Fred, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy your holiday.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
Y'all too.
That's Fred Smoot joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Always great to hear from him.
Blues. Man, you come from the backwoods of Louisiana. You know he ain't even know nothing about no damn music.
Next, Pro Football Focus put out a quarterback ceiling and floor for some second-year quarterbacks. We'll give you our thoughts on who they said Jaden Daniels' ceiling and floor is and who could maybe have a breakout in their second year as a quarterback outside of Jaden. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. So Pro Football Focus recently just put out a ceiling and floor for some of the second-year quarterbacks in the National Football League. And I think it's interesting to see where they have some of these guys. And I think this gives you a decent idea on how people feel about them. And so I want to go through this and get your thoughts on this, B. Mitch. All right. So we'll start with the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams. His ceiling, according to Pro Football Focus, is Jordan Love. His floor is a bust. I think that sounds about right. Like, I think his ceiling's higher than Jordan Love's. I think he could be Patrick Mahomes'
light. I don't know if
light.
He's going to be a bust, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm interested to see how he looks, but to me, he's like Patrick Mahomes' light. I mean, it's tough to throw that on him. I'm not saying he's going to be Patrick Mahomes, but he plays that style. I think he'd be better than Jordan Love if he hits his ceiling.
I think he has to learn to do stuff on schedule.
100%. And that's what I think is interesting when you look at Ben Johnson's offense. He's coming from Detroit where Jared Goff plays on schedule. His issue is he can't play off schedule. And then you're going to Caleb Williams, and they're expecting him to improve. And I think he will because you've got a better offensive mind there. But he needs to play on schedule, and that's something that he's never been good at.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can do that. Jaden Daniels, they threw floor and ceiling. For the floor is Kyler Murray. The ceiling is Lamar Jackson. I have no issue with that. I think we already saw that he's not going to hit the floor. he's going to be much higher than that. And I think the ceiling being Lamar Jackson is simply because, look, he's the only guy that's ever played the quarterback position really like the way that Jaden can. As a pocket passer, And I think Jaden's
a better passer. Though.
He is. But I think it's kind of tough because his running ability is like Lamar's. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Lamar's a better runner overall, but Jaden, to me, is a much better passer.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think. I mean,
that is what's going to win more for you in this league.
100%. I mean, there's a reason why Lamar Jackson has been really, really successful in the regular season. But once he gets to the playoffs and faces some of these top teams, they're just not able to score enough. I mean, you look a couple years ago when Kansas City went into Baltimore and won, was at the AFC Championship game, and there just wasn't enough offense. And people are blaming Todd Monken for what he did in the offense. But at the same point, if Lamar Jackson could have found a way to get the offense into the end zone 2 to 3 times, they win that ballgame.
Yeah, and I think as a quarterback running, the more you run, the more apt you're going to end up on the sideline. If you can pick them, if they say, oh, beat us by passing the ball, we're not going to let you run it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, once you can start passing the ball, you got them.
So the next guy would be Drake May. They have his ceiling. Well, this is interesting to me. They have his ceiling is Trevor Lawrence, and his floor is Daniel Jones. I agree with the floor.
You don't want Trevor Lawrence to be your ceiling.
That's what I'm saying.
Because Trevor Lawrence seems like he a floor.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, the floor being Daniel Jones, I think, makes sense because at worst, he's a guy that can run the football a little bit and maybe struggles a little bit passing the football. At his best, to me, his ceiling is more Josh Allen than Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Right? Big dude that can move, yeah. Big arm.
Trevor Lawrence hasn't been very good.
He has not.
Compared to what he was supposed to be, projected to be, and what he did in college, he's been kind of a bust.
Yeah, and you don't want to call a dude that comes in and is a starting quarterback and gives you starting quarterback numbers a bust, but, I mean, compared to his expectations coming in, the most he's thrown for is 4,100 yards in 2022. He threw for 25 touchdowns and 8 picks that year. The following season, 21 touchdowns, 14 picks. Yeah, I mean, there's no way around it. And part of it is coaching has been chaotic for him.
Yeah.
But his record as a quarterback is 22-38. And when you're brought in as the number one overall pick as a quarterback, I know people say wins aren't a quarterback stat. Well, you're brought in to change the franchise and win football games.
They are when you are in a situation and you don't win the game.
That's exactly true. Exactly right. You're brought in to win football games, and he hasn't done that. So, I think that one I disagree with a little bit. Michael Penix is next. They have ceiling is Justin Herbert. The floor is Jameis Winston. I think that feels about right.
All right.
Now, the interesting part about Penix is when you say Herbert, I don't see him running. I was really impressed watching him last year.
He don't run a lot. He can spin that ball, though.
I was impressed watching him last year in that Sunday Night Football game at Northwest. He missed some throws, but when they needed him to create a drive, he created a drive.
He can run a fly.
And he was throwing some darts. I mean, he was throwing some perfect balls out there. I think you give him a full training camp and everything where it's his team, I think he could be pretty good.
And Jameis, everybody remember. They remember the 30 interceptions. They don't remember the 33 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Jameis is a guy, he's a little aloof. But Jameis has some stuff with him. But Michael Penix, I think, is a far better. He protects the football better than Jameis.
The next two, I think, are interesting here. J.J. McCarthy, they have the floor is Sam Darnold. The ceiling is Joe Burrow. I don't know how you could say the floor for Caleb Williams is bust, and the floor for J.J. McCarthy is Sam Darnold. Now, if we're talking Sam Darnold before he played for the Vikings last year, sure. Because Sam Darnold before he played for the Vikings last year was bust.
If Mansfield said, he'll tell you Sam Darnold was a bust.
I think he still is kind of a bust. He didn't help his team at all. Joe Burrow as a ceiling is interesting, but I think J.J. could be good. And the next two quarterbacks, the final two of the first round last year, so J.J. and Bo Nix, I wasn't big fans of, but when they got drafted and paired up with their coaches, I was like, oh, they're going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so much of what it comes down to in the NFL with these quarterbacks is where do you end up? Who's your coach? Who are you working with? Because they can kind of take you to that next level.
Like a lot of coaches want to present their thought into the quarterback instead of figuring out what the quarterback is and then working with them. Sean Payton has been around long enough to understand when a guy comes in, you may have a concept, but he may not be able to do your concept. But he can do everything you want him to mm-hmm. do. But you got to go with what's his strengths. O'Connell played. he understands this game. Some of these coaches just don't, they don't want to drift away from what they think. You know, you supposed to first find that quarterback, see what he's capable of, and enhance that while presenting your offense. Not, oh, this is what you're going to do. Nah, it doesn't work.
Well, and to me, that's the difference between a good coach and a great coach. Is a good coach can bring guys in that fit their system and make their system work. A great coach can take their system and mold it to the guys on their team, right? And that's where I think the best example for me is going back and looking when Chip Kelly came from college to the pros. He goes to Philadelphia, and he thinks, I can just get rid of all these guys. My system is what makes it. No, it's not.
No.
Right? And so if you're able to – this is why I think a lot of good coaches can make it work in college, because you can recruit specifically to your system. You see it in college. You see it in football or in basketball and football. You can bring guys specifically to fit what you're trying to do versus in the pros, you've got to get talent where you can get talent. And you do some of the fit stuff, no question about it. But more so it's, I got to get this talented guy and we'll figure it out from there.
Totally.
And so I think that's kind of what you see there. Bo Nix is the last one. They have the ceiling is Drew Brees. The floor is Mac Jones. And I actually like the Drew Brees thing because to me, we're not talking Drew Brees in his prime. Drew Brees in his prime was special.
Yeah.
I don't know that Bo Nix ever gets to that, but end of his career, Drew Brees, where not mobile, but very good at just playing point guard and getting the ball to his playmakers. To me, Bo Nix is a more athletic version of that.
What I like about Bo Nix, though, he's not afraid. And I think that's part of the problem for a lot of quarterbacks coming from college to the pros, where they get here and they look and they know where they should go with the ball, but they can't let it go. Bo is throwing the damn ball. And you probably heard me say this before. Quarterbacks coming from college going to the pros, they throw at people instead of throwing to a spot. Bo Nix throws to a spot. So you can tell that coach's son,
mm-hmm.
he picked a lot of stuff up. That dude, he lets it fly to that spot. And if you don't get to the spot, it's on you. It's not on him.
Which of these second-year guys, with the exception of Jaden, do you think takes the biggest step? You know, I feel like Bo Nix had a great year last year.
Bo Nix had a great year. I would have to go with Penix because he didn't get as much time to get it done.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see what Drake May does.
Yeah, I want to see that too. I just think that he had more time than Penix did.
Yeah, I think when you look at May, that's the guy I'd go with because they added Will Campbell up front. They added a lot of skill position guys to kind of help out there. I feel like his talent to me was right up there with a Jaden and right up there with a Caleb Williams. We'll see if he can reach that, just different styles. But I really like what they're doing. It's just, it's tough when you're in your second year and you've got a new play caller, and that's what I think has kind of slept on with Jaden.
Yeah.
He had the success as a rookie, and then they brought him back, right? Like, you've still got Cliff. You've still
got the same play caller.
You still got so much of that same stuff. I mean, how many of these dudes... Caleb Williams has got a new play caller, and Drake May's got a new play caller. That's difficult. Your second year, and you're already learning a second offense?
It makes a difference, you know, and I think being consistent is best. But after that third year, that quarterback can switch up then, because once he'll know everything by then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'm curious to see how much do you think Caleb Williams takes a step forward this year with Ben Johnson as his coach.
It all boils down to Caleb doing stuff on schedule, because what I look at for as a guy looking at games, I look at the quarterback drop back. You look at the receivers, and if you see a receiver throw his hands in the air and don't finish routes, that receiver is like, the ball is not here when it's supposed to be here.
Well, and you saw
plenty of
that
happened a lot last year.
Plenty of that last year.
So he has to figure out like. And that's what I mean by throwing at people and throwing at spots. A lot of young quarterbacks, no matter how talented they are, they drop back and they see a guy on that guy and they refuse to let the ball go. So they run around a little bit. If he throws that ball, that receiver probably will run right into the spot where he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be, and things will work out for him. But he has to get over that hump.
What do you think JJ does in his first season starting? I think that's when it's so intriguing, because I thought they would bring back Sam Darnold until I watched the final two games of the year last year, the final game of the season,
awful.
And then the playoffs. It's like, you can't bring that back.
He was awful.
And
I don't know JJ's arm strength.
I've actually been impressed from the videos I've seen. Now,
I need to see it in games with people against him, because his receivers, Addison and Jefferson, are guys that can get down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to be able to get that ball to them. And not all the routes are going. Not all the routes are going to be digs and, you know, crossing routes, things like that. You have to throw some balls down the field over the top, and we're going to see if he could do that. Because he had a – what did I say about J.J. McCarthy? He had a hell of a running game in this college year where he didn't have to carry the team with his arm. You know, that running game would chew up a lot of clock, and then all of a sudden you're trying to stop the run, he got open spaces. See if he can do that in the league.
Steve Wino going to join us coming up at 1 o'clock next. I want to talk about Malik Beasley. Hadn't had a chance to talk about this yet. Malik Beasley is under federal investigation over some gambling allegations. Is this a problem we're going to see pop up more often in professional sports? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer in for JP today.
If you don't pull that.
So big news over the weekend was NBA free agent Malik Beasley is now under federal investigation over gambling allegations.
The bigger news was he was about to sign a 3-year, $47 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's on hold.
So he's 28 years old, or he was 28 years old when he was with the Bucks, which, according to this, at least one prominent U.S. sports book detected unusual heavy betting interest on Beasley's statistics. And so, we've already seen this with Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, Jonte Porter.
Yep.
He got in big trouble. I don't know, man.
Let me break it down for you.
This is something that could become a problem. You certainly hope not.
Well,
but it's something that is become, it seems like, a little bit more prevalent recently
with some of the prevalence of
sports
those
betting.
Guys that are bouncing around. And what you see is, I don't know why people all of a sudden think they're the smartest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or they think they're smarter than the people that are searching you. Jonte Porter, he got caught. So somebody else say, I'm going to go do the same thing. I tried to, well, allegedly do the exact same thing. And you going, this time you won't get caught. The geolocation and all that stuff on your phone, they find out. Or they know where you are. And if there's a betting around you, they're going to suspect and somebody around you doing something.
They investigate everything. Yeah. Everything. So it's all about making money. There's no question about it. There was something that, there was a parlay, I think, last week, where everyone tailed the same parlay for home runs. And it was something like $11 wins 100 grand or something like that. And a bunch of people tailed it and cashed out. And next day, terms and policies are updated to say, hey, if a bunch of people are working together on something, we could cancel out your parlay. So you don't think that they're tracking each and everything going on to understand, well, hey, how often are people betting Malik Beasley props?
Yeah, but if they find out a particular IP address is voting, I mean, betting on Malik Beasley, and then they find out it's got some affiliation with Malik Beasley.
Exactly
right.
Whether
it's your brother, your cousin, your girlfriend, your wife, your friend, whoever. Then they're going to start noticing. So that's how Jonte got messed up. Under. And then he acted like he was hurt that game.
Yeah.
You see that clip where they were down by 9 with 5 seconds left in a game? I think it was the COVID year. And Malik Beasley runs up to the inbounder, demands the basketball, and takes it coast-to-coast uncontested and scores to make it a 7-point game at the buzzer. It's a clip that resurfaced after all this. It could be completely unrelated, but it's just funny to note now.
No, it's probably not, because in the NBA, when you're already up by 9, I mean, you're down by 9, nobody is going to try and score. Then they dribble the ball out.
The spread was 8.5.
Yeah, so you're giving yourself away on some stupidity.
It's just
it's
dumb stuff where, like we were talking about, some of it's hypocritical because it wasn't at the time when he was playing with the Milwaukee Bucks, but he was a part of what was then Bally Sports, is now called FanDuel Sports Network, right? So, hey, I'm Malik Beasley, and you're watching the FanDuel Sports Network, right? Like, you're watching basketball on a sports betting.
You can promote it for the league, but you cannot gamble.
Well, and that's what
but
I think.
The thing about him, though, like, I can, if he were to, let's say, and I know you can't do this, and I'm just saying, if he had gambled on another game or on another sport, I can understand. But on your own prop,
yeah.
When you completely have control over it,
yeah,
that's asinine. That's saying, come catch me, I'm stupid.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's going to happen. And especially when it becomes obvious in certain scenarios with, you know, for Jonte Porter, it was very obvious with betting an under. And then, you know, his prop is 7.5. He's got 6 points and suddenly his hamstrings pulled, right? You know, like his was pretty obvious, but it's just, yes, it's somewhat hypocritical because so many people immediately point that out. But at the same point, throughout the entire history of playing sports,
the player knows what he can and can't do.
Exactly. Everybody knows you can't bet on yourself.
The leagues and the owners, they're going to have to start putting more. If you're going to tell these guys they can't gamble like you can, they got to put more money into that pot.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be some stuff. And I mean, some of the stuff to me is a little bit crazy where, remember, who was it in the NFL that got suspended for it? And it was for betting at the team facility, quote unquote, but they were on the road at the hotel. Like, some of that stuff is maybe making sure that you're kind of protecting yourself a little bit extra. I'd rather
but
that,
he wasn't
though.
He was betting, but on something that was legally
correct.
To bet on.
Not on the
but
NFL.
But he did it at the facility.
Yeah, quote-unquote the team facility, despite the fact that he's on the road at the hotel.
Yeah.
Which is considered the team facility when you're on the road.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, there are certain things like that to me. If you want to throw up the fence so high that that counts, it's better than having this.
But what I say is this, though. When you're in certain positions, you have to realize that the rules are not the same for you as it is everybody else. And to protect your position, then you got to be extra protective and understand what you can and can't do.
It's just foolish to think that for someone, because you're right, it's not like this is happening with LeBron or Steph or guys like that. they've made their cash. It's the guys that kind of bounce around. So you don't think a sportsbook's going to notice when there's suddenly an increase in betting props on Malik Beasley?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
it's a little bit crazy to think, like, maybe something's going on here. Every single game, Malik Beasley's getting bet. I don't know.
Every game he playing in, he's getting bet.
Yeah. I would think that that's going to cause some red flags. So we'll see if what exactly happens. It's just under investigation right now, so no official word on exactly what's going to happen here. But hopefully this isn't something that pops up all too often, but we've already seen multiple players in the NBA.
I'm going to tell you, it will happen again.
It's definitely going to. It's something that's just kind of all around now.
It's going to happen again.
We'll see. I'm interested.
What they'll start doing now is get their friend to do it.
Well, I'm interested when it gets into college sports and you start getting some of that.
It was in college sports back in the day, dog. I need you to Google Hot Rod Williams, Tulane University. It was a whole gambling thing going on way back in the day, man. Point shaving, all kinds of stuff.
Well, we'll have to. Hopefully that doesn't continue going on. Hopefully it's not. It's going to, but hopefully they can find a way to quell it.
There's always going to be someone who thinks they're smarter than everybody else.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. And you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for it. Coming up next, Stephen Wino going to join us from the AP. We'll talk a little Commanders with him, but also the Capitals had the NHL draft. We'll get some insight onto the new draft picks for the Washington Capitals. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.